Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Close your eyes and imagine a stereotypical wine tasting event. Now, be honest, were the people at this event upper class and white? Tim Cole and Jeffrey Coleman co-founded the Milwaukee Wine Academy to change that perception, starting right here in Milwaukee. The two are longtime wine enthusiasts who created the Academy to offer a place where people of color of all levels of wine expertise are comfortable trying, talking, and tasting wine. Milwaukee Wine Weekend is a five-day series of events beginning April 10th. That includes blind taste tests, a Black winemaker exposition, and other events meant to celebrate the diversity of Milwaukee's wine scene. Lake Effect's Sam Woods sat down with Cole and Coleman to learn more about Milwaukee Wine Weekend and to stage a game show we're calling the unofficial pregame of Milwaukee Wine Weekend. Coleman begins by explaining the Academy's origin story.
A lot of folks know Milwaukee for being a beer city, but it actually is a pretty great wine city. There are lots of wine shops, wine bars around the city. But one thing that we notice in visiting all of these spaces is there weren't too many people that looked like us, right? And on this program and in Milwaukee, there's a lot of discussions about race, about segregation, and so on. But we were kind of shocked to see it in the wine industry. And so we thought, how can we help to change that, right? And as an educator myself, I felt it was really important to use education as a vessel through which we can make impact here in the city. And it's not that, you know, people of color, women, and so on are not drinking wine. They're just not, you know, at the head of these tables or don't feel comfortable in these spaces and so on. And so the Milwaukee Wine Academy really set out to make people feel more comfortable with wine, arm people with the language and the vocabulary to feel comfortable, whether it's a wine bar, a wine shop, or a restaurant, and really be able to enjoy wine and have the language to be able to articulate what it is they like and don't like.
I think one of the things that also makes us special is the fact that we do it very community-oriented. There are so many things that divide us. There are so many things where you don't need to actually do stuff with people. I can watch movies at home. I can order takeout and never talk to the delivery guy. I can order groceries and never talk to the checkout person. And so here's like this opportunity to be brought together by the culture and the beverage of wine and really have an opportunity to elevate that for Milwaukee and do that in a way that is authentic and also brings people together to share stories, to share memories, and also share their perspectives and palettes.
So something both of you touched on this point, Jeffrey, you mentioned that, you know, it's not like people of color and women are not drinking wine.
The aunties and the uncles are definitely drinking the wine.
We all know one. We all know one or two. But you know, when I close my eyes, if I'm imagining a stereotypical wine tasting event, it's a bunch of upper class white people, right? Mm-hmm. And Tim, you mentioned it's important to you that this organization is community oriented. So for both of you, how do you show that? That anyone is welcome, whether that you know your whatever background or expertise in wine.
I think one of the greatest ways that we get to do that is through the media-like perspective, being able to put pictures and videos showcasing different people's faces, different people's ethnicities, different people's age ranges, so that the picture that's in front of you aligns with the community that is made up here in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a majority minority city. And so there have always been people of color that have been buying wine and supporting this industry. And we need to make sure that that is representative in the media and in what people see. If they can see themselves enjoying wine and enjoying this beverage and enjoying this time, then they'll feel more comfortable to actually come out.
I think to add to that, in the classroom, in all of our classes, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is making no assumptions about people's knowledge base, right? We start everyone at ground zero and build up our class together. And there might be sommeliers in the room. There may be people who have never had a glass of wine before in their life and everything in between. But we're all going to learn together and from each other. And I think that's a thing that's really important to highlight in terms of what we do at the Milwaukee Wine Academy.
So speaking of highlighting, I want to talk about Milwaukee's wine scene. You've mentioned that we know Milwaukee is a beer city, but tell me about Milwaukee as a wine city.
All right. So Milwaukee has a lot of cool things like going on, especially with the shops and wine bars that are continually like growing. Like just in the last 2 months, two new wine bars have opened up. And it's been exciting to see some of that transition that is taking place, that people are excited to set up a bar that's strictly, or I should say, more focused on wine. And so depending on where you're at in the city, you can definitely find a spot or a shop that will be able to suit your needs. It's my belief that there's a wine out there for everyone. We just got to help them find it.
So now on to Milwaukee Wine Weekend, coming up here starting on April 10th. What can people expect?
So Milwaukee Wine Weekend is going to be 5 days of amazing experiences all based around wine. Starting on the 10th, Thursday night, we will be doing our opening happy hour at Thelma Carroll Wine Merchant in Walker's Point from 6 to 8 p.m. On Friday, April 11th, we'll be at the Charles Alice Art Museum for Vino Royale, which will be a casino night themed event. We're going to have lots of wine games. We're going to do one a little later, I think.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. You got the itinerary. Yeah.
to kind of preview Vino Royale. On Saturday, April 12th, we're going to have the Black Wine Expo at Lupi and Iris, and this is going to be kind of the center of the weekend. We're going to have over 40 different wines all made by black winemakers, and we'll have the different distributors from the city pouring those wines so people can really see the depth and breadth of wines that are being made by black people, not just here in the United States, but we have some from France, from Italy, and even South Africa. On Sunday, we have Reading Between the Wines, which will be an event featuring Charles Springfield, a Milwaukee native who is a sommelier out in New York City, who's coming home to talk about his book, Maneuvering Rosé with Style. And then we'll have a tasting of four rosés that he has selected. And then we close out Milwaukee Wine Weekend on Monday, April 14th for 414 Day with a wine dinner at The Diplomat, featuring Chef Dane Baldwin and the wines of Kamusha, which is a black-owned wine brand out of South Africa.
All right, so a lot of wine, a lot of Milwaukee this weekend.
Yes.
And on that note, I want to introduce a bit of a game show.
Okay.
And Jeffrey, you teased this a little bit, but a bit of a game show that I would like to call, with your permission, the unofficial pregame of Milwaukee Wine Weekend.
Okay. I like it.
I like
it. All right. All right. So we'll play two games. One is a blind taste test. And while I get these ready, so I have two bottles of wine here behind me. And as I get these ready to pour, can one of y'all speak to how this reflects some of the activities at Milwaukee Wine Weekend coming up here next weekend?
Cool. So excited about playing this game because this aligns with a game we have called Wine Casino. Wine Casino is going to be played at Vino Royale on Friday the 11th. So with that, it's a blind tasting game. You'll have chips, and there's this beautifully massive board that has countries, it has years, it has grapes, and you're going to use the chips in order to, quote unquote, place a bet. You're going to use these chips in order to actually place a bet on what you believe represents the wine. And so you'll be able to say, if you believe that this is this grape, what year of production, as well as the country of origin.
Okay.
All right. So wine number one.
So wine number one, I will give you all a second to take as many sips as you'd like. I have a full bottle here if you need a little bit more.
I'm always down for a little bit more.
All right. Well, just say the word. I will pour. But we are looking for the grape type, the country of origin, the year, and your best guess at the alcohol percentage.
Okay.
So, Jeffrey, what are you thinking? I see you looking at the glass.
Yeah. So one of the first things I always evaluate blind tasting is the color. Here we do have a lemon yellow, right? The most common color.
Right.
For white wine.
Applying knowledge.
And, you know, it's on the paler side. And then the next thing is always to smell the wine. And this has a very distinct smell, which puts me on the path of one particular grape and one region of the world already, because it smells like popcorn. And that, to me, lets me know exactly where I need to be. But I can't tell you alcohol percent until I sip it. So I'm going to sip that, and I'll see if Tim has any thoughts.
All right. Here's the guess that I'm going with.
All right, Tim, let's hear it. We got grape, country, year, and alcohol percentage.
All right. So the grape I'm going with is Gewurztraminer. I'm going to say that this is Austrian. And the year, based on color, this is going to be newer. So I would say in the last, like, 2 years. So maybe a 2023. Alcohol level, this one actually tasted pretty high to me. So I'm going to say 13.5.
All right, 13.5. So we have, so to for those guesses, so Tim, we have Gewurztraminer.
There you go.
Close enough, yeah. Austria, 2023, 13.5.
There we go.
All right, so now Jeffrey.
Okay, I'm going to say Chardonnay, U.S., California. Okay. I'm going to say 2022. I'm going to go 14%.
All right.
This was heavy.
It was kicking.
For
it
a
was.
White wine.
It was definitely kicking. It was. You can pour me another glass of this one.
Sure.
Well, we got to do one more. Okay. Are we revealing now?
Yeah, let's reveal now.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do the reveal.
We are a big reveal of number one.
Oh.
It is longevity. It is a Chardonnay from California.
Done,
Jeffrey,
well done.
Well done. So that is we have a Chardonnay from California, United States, from 2022. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, you're 3 for 3.
You got it.
Incredible. And the alcohol percentage is 13.5. So, Tim, you're on the board as well.
I'm on the board as well.
All
right. So,
that was a good one.
I'm excited about this one because it's from Longevity. And Longevity has like this amazing history and this amazing story about the winemaker and his wife, and how this brand continues to be an ode to the love that they shared. His wife has since passed on, and so he still gets to do this amazing wine brand with their children and continue the legacy. And so super excited about that one because this is a black winemaker, and so this aligns very well with the Black Wine Expo that's going to be on April 12th. And yeah, even though I got most of the answers wrong, I'm at least excited about this bottle.
You know the story of the wine. It seems like the story and the background of the wine's production and the people behind it does mean a lot to you. Like your face lit up when you saw this.
It does. It means a lot because getting an opportunity to align storytelling really ignites the passion, and it makes the sips more memorable. And so when it goes beyond just a beverage, I think the storytelling really makes wine have a culture. It makes it have a history, and you can really get excited and get into the people that are actually behind what goes into your glass.
I think one of the things that folks forget about wine is that it is an agricultural product. It doesn't just magically appear in the bottles that are on your shelf. There's a lot of work and labor behind each and every bottle that you will try. And so knowing a little bit about what's going on behind that bottle makes it really special, and it makes it really great to be able to share those wines with other people.
Red, red.
Tim Cole and Jeffrey Coleman are the co-founders of the Milwaukee Wine Academy. You can find more information about Milwaukee Wine Weekend and hear the rest of the unofficial pregame show at WUWM.com.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.